أما السفينة for the boat فكانت لمساكين. It belonged to some poor people. Here we learn the definition of miskeen from the Quran. Usually, when we think of miskeen, we think they are someone without any possessions or being extremely poor. And miskeen are also among those who are qualified for zakah. The ulama derived the meaning of miskeen from this one word. So a miskeen is one who has something but lives hand to mouth and has difficulty making ends meet. We cannot think that they do not own anything. Then in that case, they would be faqir. Miskeen have possessions, but not enough to spend easily. Now going back to patience, one who is impatient will not be able to remain upon the journey of gaining knowledge. Only with patience a person can continue and learn. Otherwise, a person will not be able to continue to learn and gain knowledge. For learning and gaining knowledge, having good memory alone is not enough, nor being very intelligent. Many times, very intelligent people, due to lack of patience, are unable to gain knowledge. We must develop this quality of patience in ourselves to gain knowledge. So Khidr alayhi salam explains the matter regarding the boat. He says, it belonged to the poor people, يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, who worked in the sea. It is mentioned in some places that the boat belonged to 10 brothers. 5 of them were disabled, and the 5 worked on the boat and made their ends meet. Despite the fact that they were miskeen and needy, we learn they gave Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam free rides. They had recognized them and showed their generosity and were doing a good deed. So I wanted to make it defective. But why? Because behind them was a king. يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غُصْبًا, who would seize every ship or boat by force. Whichever boat was usable or in a good condition, the king would seize it from the people by force. So instead that the king took away the boat from these people, he broke a plank from the boat to make it defective so the king does not take it from them. What do we learn from this? That every day we hear about an unpleasing tragedy, mishap, or situation, and sometimes we become very upset and angry because of it, and we start complaining. We do not think about the good that is hidden behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better, and His every decree is based on khair, or good, that which is better for a man. As the boat had a hole, the hole can represent trouble in a person's life, and this boat can become unsteady. Even then, we must not lose heart and have faith that there is wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's planning that for us, and He did it for the better. We admit that there must be a reason for the situation, but say it with a heavy, doubtful heart. So whatever loss a person sees, cannot consider it so bad. There is a condition we will learn about. Also, we must remember that if despite our trying hard and making effort, things do not go according to as planned, then that is the decree of Allah. And say, O Allah, I am pleased with it, because Allah does not do injustice to anyone. So the king would have snatched the boat from the people. The owners of the boat must have felt worried over the damage on the boat, as they had done kindness with Khidr and Musa alayhi salam by giving them free rides, and they in turn damaged their boat. But the people of the boat didn't know what was ahead of them. If we were in their shoes, we would have become angry, and in reality, there should be gratitude instead of anger. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ, as for the boy, وَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنِينَ, so both of the boy's parents were believers. Here it means pious and ones with firm faith. And this child was very beloved to them. They were very happy when he was born. And when he died, they were very grieved. But they were from the pious. فَخَشِينَا أَن يَرْحِكُهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا, so we fear that the boy would influence or oppress the parents with rebellion and disbelief. And if the boy had grown up to be disobedient and a disbeliever or a sinner, parents would have come to his defense and would have tried to cover for his faults, because of which their ranks and standing with Allah would fall. One could think that if Allah knew this child would grow up to become rebellious and a disbeliever, then why was he born in the first place and then killed? This is because the ranks the parents received due to their loss, they would not have received without having this child and then enduring his loss. Because of the boy's death, what did the parents get? In Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ states that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes back something beloved to a person, and when the person endures it with patience, his reward is only Jannah. And whoever child is taken back by Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for them Baytul Hamd in Jannah, the home of praise, because the person continues to praise Allah despite his loss. When Allah asked the angels, "What did my slave say?" the angels reply and say, "Allah, your slave, praised you and said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Build for him a palace amidst Jannah and name it Bayt al-Hamd." And the child who dies in the life of the parents, he waits for his parents at the door of paradise or Jannah. So he takes hold of his parents and takes them to Jannah. And would they have received this if they didn't have a son? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not wish that they ruin their akhirah for this child. In ayah 68, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "Ma lam tuhit bihi khubra," is for all of us. We cannot encompass the wisdom of Allah. No one can do it. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees their hereafter, their life of eternity, and how it can get ruined. And a person only thinks of their own child in this short life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want that they become disbelievers because of this child. In Tirmidhi, it is mentioned that for anyone to lose their beloved, there is no place for them except Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them immensely. Today they may not understand, but Allah knows the matters of the hereafter. If in our lives we see instances where someone loses their child, it is a big tragedy indeed. And the parents who lose their child consider themselves very unfortunate. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayran lakum." Perhaps you consider something bad and hateful while there is good in it for you. In a hadith, it is mentioned that whatever Allah decrees for a firm believer, there is good in it for them. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them. So Allah tested these parents and raised their ranks. Other than going through difficulty because of the child in this life, the child could have become a source of trouble for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by taking him back, protected the parents. If a person has firm faith in the wisdom of Allah, then people would never complain. Many people never have any kids and they consider it bad. But if Allah gives them a child, then the trial they would have had to bear may have been extremely difficult for them. Or because of their child, they would turn to rebellion and disbelief. Because sometimes there are such children that become a trial of faith for their parents. As we see many times, a child is born. People stop praying their salah. While before, they used to praise the hajjud. Now they even leave their fard salah, saying they are unable to wake up. And some, they leave fasting and reading or learning Quran. They leave everything because of the child. A child is a blessing, but sometimes it becomes a trial. Many times a person feels what happened to them was not good. While it is a decree of Allah and there is only good in it for them. And what Allah decrees is always better than what we have planned for ourselves. فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِيلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ. So Allah willed that he exchanges for them a child better than him in purity and nearer in mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that child so he could give them a better child, one who was more righteous and one merciful to them, one who loved them, who took care of them, and was a source of tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exchanged them with a better child. In some places, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a daughter from whom came so many prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes something and gives something in return. Allah compensated them. يُبْدِي لَهُمَا, exchanged for them in this place and gave another. If Allah takes something beloved from someone and if they have patience, Allah rewards them. In exchange, Allah gives them something they don't even ask for or even have thought about, something better than what they lost. We also learn in a hadith that when a person leaves something for the sake of Allah, then Allah gives them something better in return. So before this child could affect their parents' faith, Allah takes him away from them before he gives them trouble. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ, and as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا, and underneath it, who, referring to the wall, underneath it was a treasure that was for these boys. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, and their father was one righteous and pious. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ, so intended your Rabb, your Lord. Some things to take note of. If we look at Ayah 79, فَأَرَدْتُ, then in Ayah 81, فَأَرَدْنَا, then in Ayah 82, فَأَرَادَ. So your Lord intended that أَنْ يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا, that they both reach their full maturity. وَيَسْتَخْرَجَ كَنْزَاهُمَا, and they take out their treasure. رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ, this was a mercy from your Lord. These two orphan boys, their father was a pious man. As we saw how the town they lived in was, they refused to even take Khizr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam as guests. They were such people and stingy. And if the orphan boy's treasure was found within the fallen wall, they would have taken it from there, and the boys would have lost their wealth. But Allah protected the orphan boy's finances, the wealth. Why? Because وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, their father was pious. Those who are fathers should know how Allah protected the wealth from the wolves of that society who could stolen their wealth. Why Allah protected them? Because their father was a pious man. As parents, we all worry about what will happen to our children if we pass away, especially as fathers. Who will care for their kids financially? We must remember Allah will take care of them, but the requirement is that the parents must be righteous. Only then, when a person is righteous, then Allah guards even their future descendants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the righteous parents, their faith. Then because of piety, Allah protects their descendants. How has Allah protected these two orphan boys? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Khidr alayhi salam to fix the wall under which was the treasure. Muhammad bin Muntazir states that due to the piety of one person, Allah guards their children and the children of their children and their families and the surrounding homes. This is in the tafsir of Al-Mazhari, that Allah protects even their neighbors and their family. In Qurtubi, it is mentioned that Shibli rahmatullah used to say that I am safety for this entire area. And as soon as he died and was buried, the disbelievers crossed the Dajla and captured Baghdad. At that time, people were saying, we have faced double hardship, death of Shibli and being overtaken by disbelievers. Because of a pious person, no one knows how many are secured by Allah. We learn from Qurtubi that it was not the boy's immediate father, but a forefather from many generations ago who was pious. It is also mentioned that Allah protects up to 7 generations after the pious person, subhanAllah. Ibn Abbas stated that due to the orphan boy's father's righteous deeds, Allah guarded their wealth, because the piety of the boys is not mentioned. Because of the piety and righteous deeds, Allah protects the children and their children, and continues to protect. As in Surah A'raf, it is mentioned that Huwa yatawalla as-salihin, He is the protector of the righteous. As we cannot be there to protect our own children after we die, and we worry about it, this is why we need to make a stronger connection with Allah and must be pious and righteous ourselves. Then we will see how Allah will guard our children. Others that we trust, there is no guarantee for their life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum, the ever-living. And this ayah is proof that Allah protects the children of those who are pious. It is possible that the wife and children were worried about their treasure and where it was, and thinking of their desperate state at that time, not knowing that if they found it now, it would all be lost. The delay put by Allah is better for them. Sometimes we consider delay in matters not a good thing, such as someone getting married or getting a job or any other matter. And a person feels frustrated due to this delay and says that how is it I'm making so many du'as, yet matters are not getting resolved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a decreed time for every matter to come through, and there is good in it. Rahmatam min Rabbika. All matters of decree are a mercy of Allah. While apparently the matters look bad, and if we were in Musa alayhi salam's place, we would have called them bad, while we learn later the wisdom of good behind them. We should have firm faith that every decree of Allah has good in it, no matter how bad it seems. A mu'min or a true believer is one who has good connection with Allah and is pious. Whatever Allah decrees for them, there is a good in it. As we see, the poor young men of the boat, they too were righteous young men. So when they recognized Khidr alayhi salam and another person who was Musa, let them ride for free. They did not hesitate in showing kindness, nor making the excuse that they worked so hard themselves. But they were generous. So we learn, if we want to protect our wealth, put it to use in the path of Allah, then Allah will protect it as well. And if we want our children to be protected after us, then it is we ourselves who should do righteous deeds and turn to Allah. And being pleased with every decree of Allah, this must be our way, no matter what difficulty we find our way. Sometimes Allah takes one thing and gives us back in return, but it doesn't mean what a person is bestowed by Allah in exchange is the same thing they get in return. Such as a child, if that is taken away from someone, they may not get another one like it exactly, but get something better. It could be returned in form of a person reforming himself or becoming nearer to Allah. We hear many stories how people's lives change due to an incident or a loss of a child, and then they get busy in the work of deen. Also, they learn something from that negative, something they would not have learned otherwise. And the reward they receive from it would not have had otherwise. In all these three instances, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected those who were righteous, either as a parent, young men, or a parent who passed away and left their children. Everywhere the pious benefited. We also learn about patience from this story. When we see something that is against our wishes, then we must endure it with patience. We cannot complain, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is good in it. Many times it is very hard to consider good in something. For example, if we see a beautiful young boy who dies, it would be hard to think of the good behind it. Then Allah teaches us that even if we do not understand it at that time, even then we must have faith that the decree of Allah is full of wisdom and there is good in it. And we have to remain pleased with it. We complain even while there is benefit in it for us. Allah is not unjust. And how will this story help us in time of trials? At the time of trials, there will be many things that will be displeasing and matters that are hard for people to accept. Just as Musa alayhi salam started questioning what was happening and saw no good in it, sometimes because of this doubt, a person loses their faith. We must remember the response of Khidr alayhi salam, to be patient. Times of trial will be there, and even in regards to deen, people will start having doubts, if in fact it is a trial of religion, because people will start questioning, if this religion is the religion of truth, then why are we facing so many hardships and calamities, and wonder why Muslims are going through all the hardships and difficulties, and will say, where is the help of Allah? And sometimes, having doubts about this deen, and sometimes about Allah, na'udhu billah. No, it shouldn't be. Near the Day of Judgment, and especially during the trials of Dajjal, extremely difficult conditions will be faced by the believers. Even then, a believer should know and say that all knowledge is with Allah. And a person only has a limited perspective. And we must also realize that we cannot know the secrets that are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be content with His decrees and live with patience. When a person doesn't have complete knowledge, they cannot base assumptions upon that lack of knowledge and say negative things about deen. Even today, people question this religion, this deen, when they see the hardships and difficulties faced by the Muslims. They say, if it was right, then why would Muslims face those difficulties? An important matter to remember is that a person who has firm faith in the Qadr, which is destiny of Allah, doesn't get depressed, no matter how things are going. Things that are against the commands of Allah, and things that are against the common sense of a person. Things that are difficult for a person to accept, yet doesn't get depressed. Because if a person remembers the reward they will get in the hereafter in return for their difficulties, that should take away the depression. As the conditions in this life are temporal, we don't see what good is in every affair. Also, we cannot think for every child that passes away that they were going to be disobedient to his parent. No, it could be any reason. Also, when there is a delay in matters, for example, if a person has to travel and the flight gets delayed and is unable to catch the next flight, even if the missed flight reaches safely and on time, there is no guarantee that the person will reach safely to the destination. And because of the delay, perhaps Allah saved them from facing a mishap. Whether a person is faced with an illness, or a loss of a loved one, or faces monetary losses, or any type of trial is faced, if the relation with Allah is strong, then there is good in it, and it is not a punishment. There is good in it, even in this world, as we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the parents of the boy that was killed. They could have faced a bigger grief in their life if Allah had not taken him away. So there is an ultimate good for them, even in this life. So the most important aspect to realize is to keep a strong connection with Allah. Whoever has a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect them. Part of articles of faith of a believer is to have belief in the Qadr, which is destiny. If our faith is strong in that, then the person will not get depressed or get disheartened. They should also know that how Allah loves more than 70 mothers combined and knows the plan of Allah is better than planning of any person. His wisdom is beyond the wisdom of anyone else. We cannot even reach the treasuries of His knowledge, and its keys are with Him, while we do not even know of its keys. Our knowledge is extremely limited. We cannot even see what is happening behind us. Therefore, the decrees that He makes for us, one who knows the past, the present, the future, our matters are in His hands, one who loves us the most. He is the one who doesn't wrong anyone, nor is unjust with anyone. He is one who decrees what is good for us. Usually, we know these things, but do not have firm belief in it. There is no yaqeen. We have to make our faith and yaqeen stronger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill this firm faith in us. Even if we do not understand everything, we should just remember that every decree of Allah is upon truth. This is enough for us to know, and do not have to understand the wisdom behind every matter. We should know that every decree of Allah has good in it. Even if we get pricked by a thorn, there is good in it. And if we get blessings, even then it's good. There is good in everything from Him. We must instill this faith in ourselves and remind ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us wisdom, teach us proper etiquettes of gaining knowledge, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us and give us firm faith as it should be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firmly grounded in our faith. No matter what we see in our lives from difficulties or turmoil, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us faith in Allah's decree and give us trust upon Him. Ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Please listen to the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها. قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه. قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا. أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا. وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا. فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما. وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.